Today we begin with our series of conversations that are all about the problem with being results-oriented. Now, what is the problem exactly with doing this? It's quite simple. If you are constantly looking towards the future to be the fulfillment of the desire that you have in the present, you will never get what it is that you are wanting. You will never have it. Because by the very way in which you are looking at that which you desire, you are putting the fulfillment, the havingness, in other words, of the desire that you intend, that you're fulfilling through the power of your intention, you're putting it off until later. Now, why in particular would it be that doing such a thing and being focused on getting the results would do that? Well, if the results, and we've yet to meet anyone who didn't think this was the case when you were thinking about being results oriented, if the results are going to happen later, by their very definition, they're not happening now. We also are sneakily introducing the idea that this is not just a problem in the sense that everything happens in the future and it doesn't happen now. This also has to do with how you are looking at the goal as being a guide to action instead of paying attention again to what is happening now. In other words, if you are walking about and you are thinking, well, when I have the cash, then I will do this and this and this. That's the results-oriented goal. I'm going to get the cash and then I'm going to do these things. But the other problem here is when, if we turn it around, if you're looking at what action should I take, will it help me further my goal? That is not the question we would ever recommend you ask. We know it is the question that many of you ask because you have trained yourselves to be results-oriented. But what we would suggest is instead of looking at physical reality as being the thing that is going to tell you what action to take, we would recommend that you recognize that physical reality is here for your delight. If the goal of getting the money, having a whole big fistful of money, which is a wonderful thing, you can have as much cash as you desire, but it happens here and it happens now, it doesn't happen later. If you are putting your attention on getting the money and you are trying to make sure that you do it right so that you get the results you desire, everything is still out there in the future. It's out there in the abstract. It's out there, over there, later on, when it happens. There's a third little sneaky thing that we're going to throw into all of this mix. And that is that the results-oriented goal becomes the thing that essentially you're worshiping. It may be a minor deity. It may be just kind of like a kitchen god. But nonetheless, it becomes this thing that is the center of what you're doing instead of being the inevitable havingness that you're instructing the universe to deliver. So if it is a temple at which you are worshiping, then you are going to bring the requisite requirements for walking in the door, the burnt offerings, the gold ingots, the specially carved likenesses of the god, whatever it is that are required in order to walk into the temple. You have to meet the requirements that the god or its many acolytes impose upon you. Now, we're using this as a metaphor, obviously. But here's the deal. If even in the New Age, if what you're doing is trying to be wealthy, then you have to start acting wealthy. Now, that is something you can do because it feels better to do. But if it is the requirement to walk into the temple, if it is the requirement to have that which you want, to get your stuff, then it's no longer about the present moment. It's about what the future requires you to worship as, or worship at, or worship by. What the future is demanding of you. And you may say, well, I'm the one who set that up. Yes, indeed, you are the one who set it up. And then you turned it into something, you turned it into a false idol. You turned it into something that is not there to help you. You turned it into something utterly different than what it is that you actually do desire. It's the thing that will happen later. The thing that will arise because you have done all the requirements and you've met all the goals and you've accomplished aligning yourself with that which you desire. And that's a big problem. It's not an insurmountable problem. In fact, it's not even really a problem because, of course, all of our conversations where we talk about the problem with or the problem about, they are not really problems at all. The problem is that you think you understand how it works in advance, and that there's a plan to be worked, and that you're going to take each step in the plan and work the plan, and then you'll get your stuff. And of course, as each of you likely is aware, you will be disappointed because it isn't going to work. Where things arise from is the present moment. Your physical reality is a manifesting idea that is not set in stone. That is not something that you're doing because you should do it. It's something that you're doing because there is something that is rising up within you that is meeting that which you desire. If we made this very simple, we would say just this. Being goal-oriented is basically putting off that which you want. That's it. Because it's in the future and it's not here. Now, in practical terms, in very practical terms, this can seem rather insane. We're saying, well, you can't have it later and you can't have it now. But of course, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is you have it now. And when you make it a goal to be achieved, you're pushing it away from the present and off into the future. But being goal-oriented has one other little tiny aspect to it that can be quite cumbersome. When we talk about false idols, when you're goal-oriented, you're worshiping at the temple of the stuff. And you're making the stuff more important than where you are and who you are right here and right now. The stuff is never more important. And in fact, this stuff is here to help you. You have a desire for something because the desire itself is useful. The desire itself is something that is here to help you. And while you may be telling yourself, I can only have it if I do this, and I can only have it when I do that, that's you doing that. That's not the stuff telling you how it works. And you may say, well, that's what other people have told me, or that's been my experience in the past. We'll remind you that your memory of what other people have said or what you yourself have experienced is there to support whatever thought you are promoting. And if you're promoting the thought that you need to do it the right way in order to get the stuff you want, in other words, be results oriented, you're going to have all sorts of evidence that you're right. We're just here to remind you to come back into the present moment, which is where you're sitting and which is where all the power is and where everything is happening on your behalf and to your benefit. Today is the day of your great good. And here is the place right now where your great good is unfolding. Now, if you think of yourself as being a chess piece on a chessboard, then for us to say your great good is unfolding for you doesn't mean anything. But if you remember that the game that is arising for you to play is one that you've put in motion, then each step you take and every move you make, you have the opportunity to do one that feels better. Not because it's right and will get it done, and that's yet another problem with being results-oriented, is that there's a right way to do things that will get the thing done, that will achieve the goal. Because you're like a computer who have to be programmed. You're not. You are a dynamic being of light, multidimensional, and you are a vibrational being of light. And so how things feel is the most important place to put your attention, at least from where we sit. So this is where we begin. This is where we begin with this conversation. We've thrown a whole lot of things into the mix here. We're looking forward to each and every one of your questions about all of this. We know that each question will be utterly delicious, wonderful, delightful, and powerful indeed. And as we say, we look forward to them. And until that time, we do bid you a very fond farewell.